The sun is down on the enemies of thousands may thrill the thousands who died when he counted them. And of course, if I renounce all such as confessing his warming with the sudden concentration of glory.
Trust me, I don't know yet how hard to come right. David certainly said that as far as the Dom Rasha, as far as the Binyan HaMikdash is concerned, no. The Beis HaMikdash would have not been called. The psul is in the knowledge. The psul, the fact that David was disqualified as a Bein HaMikdash, is not, he couldn't touch the Beis HaMikdash. There was a prohibition against David as far as any kind of construction is concerned. What was forbidden is the Beis HaMikdash to be called, to be named after David, the Dom Rav Shafak. This was actually the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu denied this role to David. If it's the physical construction, I don't see any reason why one person should make it impossible for a kehillah, for a community, to build a Beis HaMikdash. If only one of them is disqualified.
That's why you have to
explore the Mizmesh Hanukkah. Mizmesh Hanukkah Sabayis Kedori. Aramim Hashem Kedori Sonya. Is down to Jar. Don't say that. I thank you for building the Beis HaMikdash. And when Hashem ki did with Sonny, let's say Machte evenly. As the one who would be considered responsible for the Beis HaMikdash. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want. We'll
And therefore, what Mikdash and Beis HaMikdash here merge in some sense. If David couldn't be Koveya, it's Beis HaMikdash, then it has to go to Shlomo. The Machlok is, who is Koveya Beis HaMikdash? David or Shlomo? No, the Sugi and Zvokin that the Rav has spoken on. Is that distinction between Mikdash and Beis HaMikdash realizes the twofold character of David as, well, you need the two excuses, so to speak, that the personal relationship prevented him from being the one to be Koveya the eternal Beis HaMikdash, and Dom Rav may have prevented him from
English. No, I think it's just quite all right. Well, let us just continue for a while. I think something will come up. It's not mine kashi. I suppose no, it's not mine kashi. The kashi which only false Tanakh ask. there's a stir on the top of the saucer between the reason, the reason in Israel and the reason in Shmuel. The answer is somehow something is it tells me that the answer lies in the fact that David, that Moshe came to David, is the message. So David asks something. So what about that? So Moshe had a threat to answer immediately. There is something which is somehow could not come up in my mind now. Let us continue, and I will promise you, if I found, or I will let you share. I won't say this to my father's head of war too, but the both answers to the Rav Shafat, or that they had a special relation with his story, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is one answer, but I don't catch on what it is. So I tell you, you'll forgive me for a while. What is
it?
What do you think? I'm not
sure. I mean, the more you should read
it, What's the difference between Nizgoru and Dovko? Nizgoru means it can happen, and towards the world of ones. What it is, the Shorim, the Meishleim, refused to open, I mean. They did not only they didn't want to open, and they could talk. Yeah. But there's nothing to do with that.
Rabbi, maybe you can say in Shmuel, where the reason was that David didn't show Hakaras HaTov, so the question is, why would the Bnei Yisrael, why should the Bnei Yisrael suffer without a Beis
Mikdash? Well, I continue. No.
So now, however, because of the Muhammad's, where the Bnei Yisrael actually had to take part, even though it was on the Tzivui of David, that they were also involved in the Shvicha. David HaMelech could not build it in the beginning because he didn't show Hakaras HaTov. So why should the Bnei Yisrael have to suffer? You didn't show Hakaras HaTov, but the Bnei Yisrael shouldn't be punished for it. But now with the Mochamos, with the Bnei Yisrael actually involved in the Shvichas Damim also, therefore the Moshnam gave the reason why the Bnei Yisrael also were punished, because the David couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash, they had to wait for Shlomo.
It's clear. You're right. That David said there is no reason to disqualify me for the Dom Rav Shafto on the part of my people. After all, I did not kill the destructive work was performed by the soldiers, by the army. So there was no reason to punish me for that. Yeah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, correct, I'll begin, you are correct. But Mishlim Mishlo Sadino, I demand from you certain things which are in order as conditiones before. There's many things which I demand from you, I wouldn't demand from people on the street. You should have acted differently. Tam Rav Shafak, never mind that Leo is responsible, but you are responsible too. You are the Melech Yisrael, you are responsible. But on the same extent, the same reason is David had a special relationship. Very good, it's David's relationship was impaired. But he himself didn't do anything. A special relationship which Kola Tera Kula has absolutely no significance. David had a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is not the Sirtzuch, this is not the Tzidnif, this is not the Aseres HaDvorim. It's also, but what is the answer again? Ingratitude, I understand, there are certain kinds of ingratitude. The kind of ingratitude on the part of David that he should have built a Beis HaMikdash immediately with the great favors who were bestowed upon his face. On many occasions, he should have understood the hint and built a Beis HaMikdash. So he also had Lifnei Mishuras HaAveira from Lifnei Mishuras HaDin. I mean, there is no demanding a Chumash that I have to understand certain hints. The answer is yes, correct. For an ordinary person, it was not ingratitude. Should they have built a Beis HaMikdash before the Muhammad was mayor, this is Gagano, Ayvusi, came to an end? They should have, they shouldn't. But this was not basically ethical problem. But the answer is, the same as for Moshe Rabbeinu, you demand more, and the same as from Abraham, you demand more. So from David, you demand more. That is David Yischaev in Shlichus Domim, even though he never committed murder. Never, but David himself never. Except once the girl came telling him that he'll show he was the war. Yeah, but David the both examples, have one route, very important route, that you demand from the great man more than you demand from the person who is average. And this is the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded from David, HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded from David, for a very tzicher which he has never done, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded from David gratitude for something which people don't understand. The gratitude, after he conquered Yerushalayim, is a place to demand gratitude. But the very moment David conquered Yerushalayim, he said to this man, we now let him build with some English. Otherwise we'll have trouble. Just a moment. David did not react to it. It was the Beis HaMikdash. He actually defeated the Rav Noah Yevusi. It's very hip shlofot, along with the Gemara. Why call his act ungrateful? It's an example of ungrateful, of ingratitude. Why should he say that? The answer is no. With regard to Yehov, he wouldn't call it ingratitude. With regard to me, it would not be called ingratitude. So with regard to David, it's ingratitude. David should understand a little better and a little more, and have a more sensitive heart with regard to his gratitude, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which actually selected him from Achuvei Atzeinu brought him to the capital in Yerushalayim. Is the search in the mission a crime? And the same is Kabul. He did not kill anybody. And what he did kill, it was Al Pidinko good. Amalek and the Yivusi belongs to the enemy, quite possible. It belongs to the enemy which were included in the Shaykh or Shama. We don't know the Yivusi about exactly well who racially, what kind of fellow he was. But anyway, all the not answer is, you are David, the Melech Yisrael, the Melech HaMashiach. You should understand better. No, better that you should have intervened and prevented Yehov from committing certain things. Yehov or any other, or officer in his army. For David, it is Retzichah. And if for David it's Retzichah, there is not being a Bishamidish. Both reasons point out actually neither the reason of gratitude is satisfactory. The David still is full of shiras with his voice about gratitude. Hirashem Kedishkiram Hazel. That the shiri that our Hegel begins with gratitude and concludes with gratitude. Until this day we see how Pesach, because it's an expression of gratitude. The Jewish people are very grateful by nature. But David made a mistake. He was grateful before actually the favor was bestowed upon him. He should have been grateful before the favor was bestowed upon him. He should have been grateful. It's made us to say Meisha should have been grateful Erev Pesach before they went out of Egypt. Sometimes if one is grateful to a heart of friend about whom he relies and who actually, and is convinced that his friend will help him, and if he does not feel a sense of gratitude for the friend even before the deed was committed, it is to be considered an ingratitude. It's very difficult to understand, very simply. You would ask me, I would say it's not. David should have built a Bishamidosh the very moment he realized that the war is won before officially winning the war. This is all right. Rabbi Sosal Amter was a Bal Musa, so certain sensitivities in Rabbi Sosal Amter's life show that they had a tremendous sensitive conscience. And he actually felt a sense of gratitude or the need for gratitude with regard to events which had never come to, but which was slow in coming. But he felt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on his side, and he said, Hod Eidu Vashem Ketiv Kim Chazei, before the Chesed has was revealed to him. The Sosalanta, Abchaim Alosh Nagdili Yisrael, before the Jewish people distinguish themselves with this sense, with this sometimes exaggerated sensitivity. But they have it. They have it even now. They have many in Zomasach HaSrenes too, but we have good miles as well. And one of the nicest, most beautiful feature of our character is the Hail Hashem Ketishkulam Chazdei before the Messi takes place. If this is David, of course David was supposed to do so. He did not. He was insensitive. Then he had to explain to David actually what happened and take him in Yerushalayim in the Dir and Ayivusi, or where the Kodesh Kodashim will be, explaining to him Then you realize, ooh, it's a wrong gezach. So it was late for the Beis HaMikdash. Because it was David. The David is godless. The same is true in the Geish Rehazan. David was the king. He had to protect the people. He had to be a shefer to him sometimes. If there's no Shazan, there's no Lachomer. No Lachomer is a saint who wins. I'm not referring to anything in prison. I'm not going to make a mistake. But I'm a Muhammad to conduct a war without losing with such a sensitive conscience is sometimes very difficult. David is the king, was responsible for the Malchus, for the existence of Malchus with David, for Melech HaMashiach. It was not just responsible for something, for the whole future, for everything, for the entire period. From Bereshis Bara down to Levi Kol Yisrael. This king, such a king, is responsible also for such small, insignificant events which did not catch his eye, and he is considered by Bereshis Bara to be ungrateful. That's what the Gemara combines. You can do better.
Does that mean that the Mechayah for David was different from the Mechayah for Shlomo and for Ezra and Zabaya Shani?
What?
Does that mean that the Mechayah for David to build the base of Midrash was different from the Mechayah for Shlomo afterwards?
I don't get it. Excuse me, what is the problem?
Does that mean that the obligation for David to build the base of Midrash was different from the obligation for Shlomo, his son, to build the base of Midrash? Does David to build Mikara Karas Hatov?
Yeah.
Shlomo is building it for just as a representative.
I suppose that Shlomo had a few things to be grateful to. So there was no possibility that he overdone it. Yes.
In Hechot Malachim, the Rambam...
Listen, if you have to ask, if it is a new question,
no.
I want to go on, otherwise I want you just to hear one idea which I must tell the Rambam. If you have something which is personally important, I mean important to what you say, good or bad, I believe this is a shot. Go ahead and ask.
The Rambam seems to learn the Perek and Shmuel differently, because in Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam...
I spoke about the Tanakh, about the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im, it is like that. Anyway, we'll push fine.
If you look down a few pesukim in Divrei HaYom Yom, the pasuk says, Hinei Ben Nolod, Hui Yeh Ish Menucha.
That's a shame, huh?
Yeah, but that's what David was missing, this Ish Menucha, the sensitivity.
Correct. Ish Menucha means Shlomo, Shlomo did not have this particular quality.
David did not
have it. David was supposed to have.
Right, this Ish Menucha.
He had it. And the whole Kehelis, he had it. He understood. About destiny of man and so forth. All right, let's continue. You all know that the Hamidrash is in doubt with Kedusha. You know that. What kind of a Kedusha is it in Beis HaMikdash? How many Kedushas do we have in general? In general, Kedushas. Kedusha, the Mishnah says, Esa Kedushas. All right. I wanted to make it simpler. Yeah, complicated. Esa Kedushas. Yeah, the Rebbe of Tzidi Shahid, coming from Shul, Saturday morning, says, Esa Kedushas. It's a Hasidic Shahid. It's a nice meaning. Esa Kedushas. 10 Kedushas. What is the common denominator of those 10 Kedushas, which I need accounts for a Saturday morning coming from Shul? I say, yeah, there's a special melody for it, a Nusach. I remember that next to our house there was a Hasidic Jew who used to sing Esa Kedushas. It was very nice. Well, I'd never said that Sardushas is a singing voice, because I don't sing here, I didn't even study. I can't. Never this, something else. Study, logical training, logical delving in the Malachis is a separated task. Not everybody who is, who can sing can understand the mission anyway. Anyway, what is actually in the 10 Gedushas? I could count 25. What is there in the 10 Gedushas which has which apparently has a common denominator? Most probably it's a Mishnah. So the first Mishnah in Kerem, it's not a small matter. What is in all the Esa Gedushas? But our famous, Thomas Meister, the usual ladder by which you climb up to Kodesh Kodeshim, or to Aliyah's Kodesh Kodeshim. What is the common denominator on all of them? What is Zom Shabbos Lefriyik Esa Gedushas makes no sense. Unless I understand the common denominator, then I also understand why Shabbos is important. Why is the Shabbos is not mentioned in the Esa Gedushas? Yeah, but anyway, what is not mentioned? No, not mentioned. It's only mentioned for the Ori Yehuda, not Ori Yehuda, the Pater Femo. And you climb up the Bishamigdash, or the Aliyah's Bishkot Shekadash.
Why is here?
I mean, I'm not going to repeat them. What is the common denominator? What is the connection between Shabbos and those that can't have Kedushas? I couldn't have been at the Shabbos without the Kedushas. What is the common denominator? What is it? In Samishneh, the Chachma Kabbalah introduced it as a part of the Suda Shabbos. Any of the people who don't sing used to say the Esa Kedushas. You will find it in the Blank Feminist video, I believe in Berach HaChaim too. It's not something rare, but I want to know. It's not a rare custom. It is a minute portion of the Holy Spirit. That is the common denominator.
Hashem chose both Bechira of Shabbos and Bechira of Beit HaMikdash.
Well, first of all, where is it? What you say? Do you have a memory of it? The Shabbos and Beit HaMikdash together? I don't know. It might be, but I don't know. It might be.
All Kedushas
has to do with Hashem Shina. Certainly. Of course, not only that's a Kedushas. You say the Tzitz Shabbos Shtayim, go on with them. No, perhaps it is correct. The definition of Kedushas is Hashem. But it's not the answer yet. What has got to do with this our problem? You mean the Hekesh from the Hekesh? I'm not happy. I believe that there is a basic concept in Hekesh which this Mishnah tells us about. That basic concept, as far as Kedesh, Hekdesh is concerned, which can only be understood if and when we study this Mishnah from Esa Kedushas. What does the Mishnah from Esa Kedushas say? Starting from Bater Femo and finishing with Aliyah Beit Kodesh HaKadoshim. Right, this is it. What is common to them? And this being having a common root actually throws the light upon the whole concept of Kedusha. We begin to actually understand what Kedusha is. I believe there's no...
Shabbos was not Tluya on Bezdin, and the selection of the Beit HaMikdash was not Tluya
I wouldn't say so. No, but anyway.
Because
you mean Mekadosh Yisrael was manim with regard to Mikdash?
Yeah.
It certainly has no regard to Shabbos. I don't have to tell you. The Shabbos doesn't depend upon the Pandora.
Shabbos Bracious
means the Shabbos, that this is a Shabbos.
That you don't need
the Pandora. Yeah, now Bisamidash doesn't need Sayyidah. I don't know, you pointed out the Bisamidash. We are not Masha Yifka, the Shema Shach Shmisha. Yeah, but this is not what I want to say.
Abdullah,
yes. But let us stop it. But you're right for Gdusha, basically. And this means Gdusha in its universal form, embracing and surrounding everything, every kind of Gdusha. Shabbos and Yom Tov and whatnot, everything. Gdusha in its universal meaning, What is Gdusha? No. Gdusha is not something simpler than that. Mechitza. Kedesh means something which has a mechitza. Where there is a mechitza, there is Gdusha. Where there is no Gdusha, there is no mechitza, there cannot be Gdusha. Mechitza and Gdusha is Zayin Rach. I can say Gdashim to your Lekirchem, and I can say Tivnu Mechitza Lekirchem. And this is also, I mean, Mekadosh. What is Mekadosh? After all, I mean, the trees are chum, and the houses are chum, not Kodesh, everything is secular, mundane. There is one Mekadosh. And to take even not the Kiddush from Razore, Shnei Tevis, no answer to my question. Because Shnei Tevis is a Mekadosh. A ceremonial Mekadosh, but it's not a Mekir of Kedusha. While Mechitze is not only Mekadosh, it is the Mekir of Kedusha. What is Kedusha? Whatever is surrounded by a Mechitze. What is not Kedusha? Whatever has no Mechitze. You can have, you can say piety and Kippur the whole day, but the Mekadosh from Yom Tov in Kippur is the Mechitze. And that is here the common denominator for the time being the Kedushas of Beis Hamikdash, starting with, let us say like Rashi, starting with Kedushas of Beis Hamikdash, is better or same and climbing up to Kodesh HaKadoshim. What is the Mekadosh in sin? In every single section? How do I know that? And where is it written? And Kedusha Mechitza is Ayin Hara. Who wrote it? Who said it so?
Separate.
In the nation, you don't say. The Torah does not speak about mechitzas. Sinai. Kedusha d'Amokia, Kedusha is two places, Sinai and the Kedusha before Mount Sinai. Is the Kedusha, what was the Mekir from Kedusha? Before Matl Sinai, what was the Mekir from
Kedusha?
Yes, Sneh. What was the Sneh?
It says,
Avmas Kedishu, Yamokam Shata Imid Eroh. What does it mean? Mechitze. It is a preacher. Mechitze. The same is repeated almost verbatim by Meisha Rabbeinu or by Kodesh Baruch Hu in his message to Meisha before Matan Torah. Never mind that Kodesh Baruch Hu says their interest in the service at Torah. Nothing is important, but one thing,
I
should not come too close. means mechitze. Kedusha means mechitze, and it is the force of the mechitze we are mekadesh to Moshe. He sent Moshe down and not on the day, already at the beginning of Matan Torah. Never mind, I'll tell you what I have to tell you. You go to them and tell them to stay away, to build a mechitze. And actually they build mechitzes. In Mamad Har Sinai they build mechitzes actually. It's not delusion, it's simple. Do you have it? They have Yisrael, it's up in Yisrael.
Make
Baal
Teshavah.
I can't hear you.
What is Vigbalto?
You surround the wall, the mountain. This is a mechitza. This is Vigbalto. Hagdil means to build mechitza, no? Finally, Simech. Kavele and Gvulim. Gvulim is Mechitzes. And there is a very nice poet. A poet who you read, Shabbos Chalamei Tzukes. And we speak about Shabbos and Sukkah. We say, Shabbos we go, Atichemes Gvulim La Shabbos. Atechemes Gvulim La Shabbos. You can find it in every Tziyak. What is Kiddush Shabbos is? Pchimas Tchumim. Dr. Rashi, what was Rashi? You read the Rashi, what did you read?
The Rashi was
Big Balta in Yisrael. Yeah, Big Balta, you know. Continue.
Kavei lan Tchumim L'siman Shal Yikruvu Min Hagvul V'Hala. Ve'mor Hagvul Omer Lahem Yishamru Me'alot Mikan V'Hala.
But somebody, never Motim Kodesh, there is somebody who speaks to the one who goes into the Motim to be careful and not to go any further. It's Kedusha, he means the warning not to do things which are actually forbidden. But this is Mechitze. Mechitze and Gedusha is Zainara. And take for instance a thing like what like a simple the first Gedusha the first Gdusha in Esau Gdusha said, but what I did is expressed to this fellowship. Wherever there is a Mechitze, there is Gdusha. But it did even Mechitze, who was erected for different reasons. Mechitze was erected for defense purposes. A Mechitze in a Batochim, what's a Batochim? It's a fortress. Why did it build a Hevra in a fortress? Why was it? Hevra is one of the few. For defense.
For defense.
You know what it got to do with Shmita and Yehu? That Abot Yochemo are Mufke from Yehu. Abot Yochemo, if I sell Abot Abayis Yochemo, so the Abayis will remain, will belong to the one who sold it, trying to bought it forever, like smithers. The land cannot be sold with smithers, but Bote or Chaimo are sold with smithers. If he hasn't redeemed the Chaimo within the year, it's a different story. Although I want to ask, what is Bote or Chaimo? Bote or Chaimo is there's a garrison of soldiers. This is Bote or Chaimo. This garrison is quartered in a city which has a fortress around. This city has a certain sacred quality. What kind of a quality is? The Yosef in Yehu does not appeal directly to such cities, only to Bzures, not to look at his schema. Moreover, a mitzvah must not go in into such a machle Yisrael, into such a city, because it has kedusha. A mitzvah cannot go into the Azore or to Yerushalayim. We understand it has kedusha. Yerushalayim was built in order to simply to be able to the function of Yerushalayim is one of kedusha. But the function of Beit Hashem is not kedusha. Defense, but still it is considered a mocking shiyesh bo kedusha, and a lochus in the Torah changed, like Yechas Yevu, like Simcharas Litzmissus, but Beit Hashem is Litzmissus if he hasn't redeemed the bias before. Why is it so? Because Mechitza generates kedusha. Even the Mechitze was constructed for purposes which are very secular, very profane, very, very. But nevertheless, there's a Kedusha above Me'ileo. You can't change it. And the Rambam goes further. The Rambam is not Rambam, it's Gemara. If there was a mechitza on a particular area, you have it in Kippur, Purim. If there was once upon a time a mechitza, it's teacher the shait of the teacher of Sislavi, when a mechitza comes in here, 2,000 years later, in these are materials, it's very hard to have a material, but one has it. It's a very awful lot from both of the years. It's not a lot, it's a asset. Why is it Kodesh? What is the source of this Kedusha? For? The answer is Mechitza. Then there are lochas, it's the Yam, it's a lot in Kodesh or not. I mean, it contributes to the Kedusha. But Mechitza is Kedusha. No, the MS it is not something new. The mocker of that is Matan Pere. Big Baltimore is also it, no doubt about it. But it's older than the Matan Pere. And you love it, it's older than Matan Pere. Remember what is it? The equation of Kedusha and Mechitza. It is older than Matan Pere. What is it? We should be out of my mind. No, Shabbos is not also is before, cannot be before. Shabbos is also after Matan Pere. Older, this is Avraham's Kedusha. And do the Kedusha Sorry. Tovis is not Kodesh, Kedusha Sisroel. I got about it. There was great Kiyo, they practiced Kiyo. You know that. So the question is, what was the Kedusha? Here, now, here, we know what is wrong, what not to do at least. But the worry is, what kind of a Kedusha? How could Abraham become a Jew? Huh? So what was the Mitzadish? It's lead up to what I said. The Mitzadish is very simple. Yeah. It was just, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham, Lepach ha'maratz ma'atecho, el ha'oretz asher ha'reko. So the Medrash, right on the Medrash Rabbeinu Shabbat, and he said in Chazal, in many places, Im ha'toheilech ata mitzparsem. It means you'll be unique. People will consider you as a sacred man, individual. Aber in der Mitte lässt die Sparse, die Sparse im Schimcho. Aber in der Gehe Godel, you'll be an ordinary person. Okay. And when Avraham left Choron, and went to the Eretz Yisrael, to the Eretz Shiva Amin, and when Eliezer suggested to him, suggested to him that he take Yitzchak back to Ram Naharim. Was Avraham very calm about it? about this situation. What did the woman say? That's why we got angry. That's why we got angry, number one. And what does it say? Sister Steve. Say the text.
Yeah?
Continue.
Which
means I cannot do it. Because in the Lefloch of the Altra there is a double commandment. There's a mitzvah commandment, gay, simply gay from place to place. Secondly, there is a love commandment. Don't go there. That's what Abraham told Eliezer. I can't go there. If you'll be successful in finding the proper mate for my son, good luck. If not, you'll come back and you'll repeat it to me.
Yes.
Here it says, what do you say?
If that's Eliezer, you can't do it, forget it.
Yeah, this is that obligation that you must find somebody who does not obligation, but you cannot be the reason for Yitzchak's leaving Eretz Yisrael. When did Gustav Rohm arise? When? Is the Miller? No, Rohm was a good Jew before the Miller. Before Miller. Miller was much later. He was 99 years old or 90 years old. 90 years old. Much later. So how was he Jew? What was the Mekadosh before Miller? What was the Mekadosh? Lech Lecha. What is the Gush of Lech Lecha? That he must not go back. This is Amikadosh. Amikadosh is not just Lechtocho. The impossibility to return. There's no doubt about it. Abraham, there's no doubt about it. He wanted to see Eretz Malaika. He thought very highly of his Mishpoche. After all, he sent Yitzchak later to Rivka. But he was not allowed. He was not allowed. Is this not being allowed? This mechitza. It's a very, very heavy mechitza. Please, the heavy mechitza, and there's a mechadosh. Why do you have to go to Avraham? Yitzchak wanted to go to Mitzrayim. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him? Shein Oretz
Avraham.
This means a mechitza. It means Dvar Hashem. The source from Dusha is Dvar Hashem, which we fulfill. And sometimes with great difficulties. It's not so simple to fulfill Dvar Hashem. Sometimes it's very hard to fulfill. Because there's a Dusha in front, there's a Dusha in the back. You don't know where to go and how to go and what to do, what is it. But this mechitza, some mechitza, there are plenty of nice mechitza. But this mechitza is mechadish. It's all gedushas, basically, all gedushas, b'samigdosh. What kind of gedusha is it? The basis was the first one, which called the gedushas b'samigdosh by their name. He was the first one, the Ria, the Ri, called the Kedushas Mishamidosh, Kedushas Mechitzes. He was the first one. The Kitcher Leshaita, the Kitcher Leshaitlogen, so he says the difference. There's a Kedushi of Kibush. There you see Kitcher Leshaita, the Lake Kitcher Leshaitlogen. But there is a Kedushi of Mechitzes. Mechitzes means Gilul Shchina. Mechitzes is about Ashkenaz Hashchina. This Mechitzes, Kitcher Leshaita, make it Shoshalai. Because no might can reduce this Kedusha. For the Teren, Kedushas Mechitzes, then it is full now, the whole literature. Rishenim and Achenim is Kedushas Mechitzes. But actually, the authors of the Teren, who were the Baratrices, Kaviv. And this is Kedusha. And this Kedusha is Mekadesh. So Mekudesh must have Mechit. Because if there's no Mechit, there's no Mekudesh. Correct? This is the problem to the moment. Now when you speak about Kitchele Shaito and Kitchele Shaito, I hope that everybody here knows what it is. Kitchele Shaito, I'm not joking, I mean, if I am saying something, I would like the people to understand. I hope that you all know what Kitchele Shaito and Kitchele Shaito means. That even after Chum, the Kedusha continues, even though there were no provisions were made. Whether Kedusha can be also terminated or Kedusha cannot be terminated. This is the basic problem. So in Rambam, there is a difference. In my mind, there's a difference between Mechitze and not Mechitze, but for instance, Boti or Chema are Mekudesh. Boti or Chema are Mekudesh. But actually, even Kitchel is Shaita, the Kitchel is Zman Hazeh. What actually do I have from the Kedusha, which was very active 2,000 years ago, what actually remained with me? What? In Yerushalayim you can say Harabais, geographic spot, Harabais, Mekina Mizbeach, that's all you know, you don't know, Mekina Mizbeach, and etc., etc. This is Yerushalayim, we know a place, it's right here. But Abot Yerachim is somewhere in the Negev, somewhere in a city, in Hebron itself, they say Kitchele Shaito, the Kitchele Shitlovi. But what was the what is the Osset Lovi? What is the Osset Lovi? What can, excuse me, what can Kedushas Boter Chemo after 2,000 years offer us what? What Megillah? First of all, Megillah, first of all, with our men of Rishonim, we say that Megillah is only the Chutzlorot, even the Chutzlorot, not only in Eretz Yisrael. So Megillah has absolutely nothing to do with the Kedusha. And even according to Rishonim, as Megillah is only in Eretz Yisrael, it's not the Kedusha. This is not Mishum Kledish or Shal Shusha. What else? What the Raisers were. You say that a Metzira cannot enter 2,000 years after that, after the Bet Chaim Olel Yisrael. What's Metzira? The answer is, in my opinion, is if there is no Chaim Olel, there is no Kedusha, no doubt about it. Even if Kitchele Shaito and Kitchele Shitlovi, even if Kitchele Shaito, Kitchele Shitlovi, means when the Chema is still there. If there is no Chema, there is no Kedusha. Because Kedusha, if both the Chema in general Kedusha, is not totally what it is, simply, this is Kedusha. But the Chema, Mechitze, this is Kedusha. It's not a source of Kedusha. This is Kedusha. What is Kedusha? Kol Bayis Yesh Lebechitzi. This is Kedusha. It's not just a region. For instance, in Beis Hamikdash, in Yerushalayim, there used to be Mikdash, the Shteitevitz Rishiyam. They had a ceremony of honor. Shteitevitz, they used to bake Shteitevitz, they stand up there on the borderline. One tater they used to burn, the other tater they used to eat. The whole ceremony is the original Kedusha. This is the question of whether it is necessary to do it nowadays or not, because Kitur is Shaita, Kitur is Lori, and Shleinam already done it for all dairies. But from Ezra, if there is a Mechitze, if it's not Lutefes Chimo, so you can't speak about Lutefes Chimo. You can speak sometimes about Yerushalayim, yes, because Yerushalayim, besides the Akkadesh Chaim, has something else, namely what? It is different as to the opinion, the character of the Hetif Chaim. It is something Adolam Mamoshi, but take a city like Hebron, and say it is Kodesh, if it has a Mechitza since then, no? But if there is no Mechitza, if there is no source for Kedusha, it's a ramp pass in Paris, that Kitchul Shaita, Kitchul Slavi, Yerushalayim, you say, it is Kitchul Shaita, Kitchul Slavi, but Bater Achema, no. What is the difference between Yerushalayim and Bater Achema? But in Yerushalayim you say Kitchul Shaita, the Kitchul Sikhlori, and in Bote Rechema you don't say, but the Malach HaMashiach, the Chumash is Mufumash, will have to rededicate and reconsecrate, to restore first of all the fortresses, and then rededicate them. So the Rishon says, you just said 5 minutes ago that Yerushalayim is now Kodesh, as it was Kodesh so many years ago, and Atomish in Nichnas Yerushalayim is Chayim Malchus. You just said it. So what is again? Kshiyole Melech HaMashiach Shel Rambam Veyizkatshu Bote Achema. What Veyizkatshu? You just said that there is no Kiddush Bote Achema, because Kitchul is Shaita V'Kitchul is Lore. It wasn't Veyizkatshu. And according to Mandomar, that there is no actually Kiddush Bote Achema, Kitchul Shaita, the late Kitchul is Lore. We understand. What you said in Scripture is the Scripture is Shaito, and it is Kaddish Lashon Glory. You said that in the Scripture. Well, the answer is what I gave you. If was no Mechitza in Yerushalayim, you can erase Yerushalayim with all the means and riches that the Romans tried to erase. But Yerushalayim remains Yerushalayim. Geographically, it is Yerushalayim. The identity of Yerushalayim cannot be erased. It's an identity which actually was marked forever by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his people. It cannot be erased, it cannot be just put away. Yerushalayim has an identity without the Moya, without this particular Chema. It's an identity in its own. Is merely only the question is Kitchul Shaita on the Kitchul Sadori or Kitchul Shaita on the Kitchul Sadori. So it passes the Ramah, the Yerushalayim is Kitchul Shaita, the Kitchul Sadori, and there's nothing to worry about Yerushalayim. The Yerushalayim is an identity that does not require any individual identification, this is Yerushalayim. But in Bote Rechem, you have a door, you have a... In Bote Rechem, it's nothing. But without a chemo, it's nothing. And it's because chemo, as far as Kedusha is concerned, it's not just a motive of Kedusha, not just Kedusha is dependent upon it. It's more than that. Chemo, as far as Kedusha is concerned, is Hainu Ach, is Gdusha. You cannot say that it is in peace. But Ochema should be Kodesh now because it was Kodesh 50 years, 1500 years ago. If there was no Ochema, there was nothing for the Gdusha to be found. This is exactly what, actually what Gdusha is.
Difference between Yerushalayim and what they were.
But the Yerushalayim is even if as long as it's
remains.
But the Ochemo, if there is no, if but the Ochemo, if there is no Ochemo, not Kiddush. Kiddush is the vocabulary. I would translate Kiddusho. I would say. Kodesh, Dovor, Mokim, and Mokefrem. I would do it.
What about the Drush Rasher, Ain Lo Homa?
We don't have no walls. No wall? This is not only Yerushalayim, it is all the cities which have no walls, so the law of evil applies to them. It's talking about the law of evil. Half of Israel and after Israel. Me is the Chemer, I was not Kodesh. Tells me in actual the war. It's not Kodesh. The Chemer. There is a war. But I want to. When I say Chemer is the war, Chemer is. Is a mocker of Gdusha. It's not at night, Gdusha year or Chemo. There is a mocker from Chemo, the mocker from Gdusha is Chemo. Yeah. How is Chemo in Yerushalayim is understandable. What is about the Chemo in Ori, you know, in Ayores and Mokofis Chemo? What is Lei Chemo? What is Asholei Chemo? But that's what the Kasher is. It was addressed. As Lei Chemo Yochad, Lei Kisho Yishayta Mekisho Yishimore. If Gemes is the Gemore, this can answer another concept. The Gemore says, that a woman don't have Rabbi Yeshua, this is the nearest from Daphne. I don't remember exactly what Daphne is. In Erevon, does anybody remember? In Erevon, teacher was Shaito, the teacher was Shaklovi. No, right, so. I'll try to go ahead. So the Moe, on Rabbi Yeshua Mechananye, said that you don't need to build another Mechitze around the city, but teacher was Shaito, the teacher was Shaklovi, and you have an every spot which was Mukher Mechitze many years ago is still Kodesh was Kitchel Shaito, Kitchel Slav. There's the Evit Nagemore. So, but in the Morosh, Nagemore says, Makifin as a Zoro, Vechlin Besecho Kachim Kalim. Makifin as a Zoro, Veshechtim Besecho Kachim Kalim. The Gemara spoke about a Hekif. So the Gemara asked if it's a Hekif, it's not Kitzel Yishayta, the Kitzel Yishayta. So the Gemara said, it's Nuse Be'alme. Now it's a Hekif, even if Kitzel Yishayta, or the Kitzel Yishayta, is that a Hekif, it's you need a Hekif even if Kitzel Yishayta, the Kitzel Yishayta. Why? The Gemara calls it tznius, it's neuse be'alme. The Gemara calls it tznius. If you have a Gemara erech, remember the Gemara erech for you. I want you to look it up later. Okay.
People would like you to speak a little louder because they came to you.
They should tell us, or tell me.
No, I mean, not the air-conditioning is on, it is the beautiful difference.
So?
But if you could talk a little louder.
Oh, is this so interesting? Okay, so what am I supposed to do?
What do they want?
Around Lamed Bay.
Can you find it?
I haven't got my glasses.
How about yours? I believe it is on the left of the right hand side. No. Down. Are you sure that you are? Hananya. Who? And didn't you notice? Which was sent out. But no, it was no address. No, but we need it now. It would be much simpler if we had. Shmuel is the Zion of a dollar. On the dollar for Amid Beis, on the dollar for who said so? All right, so he says, have this Sugi. Does it have the Gemara? That's exactly the two lines. Well, what the two lines? The team is Kitchener Shaito. Kitchener said, Lore, but without him, Kitchener will be unable to eat Kachugawa. Because, for simple reason, because without him, Kitchener, even if Kitchener Shaito, the Kitchener said, Lore, without him, Kitchener, there's nothing actually. Something, there's nothing concrete which I could point out and say it is Kodesh. Because if there are no mechitzes, if there are no gdush, the highest possible teacher of Shaito, the teacher of Shalore. So as it says that this is possible if it is a new mechitze which was installed, not a Degai mechitze which is. And the feature which was used in ancient times, that was a feature of being. If Kitcher is a Tori Kitcher was in Lore, the way Kitcher was in Lore, you need a feature of being. But if Kitcher is a Tori Kitcher was in Lore, is a feature of being not necessary. Any feature is not. So it's good more. Jesus said, let's lose the hunger, sneers, where does sneers come in such a business? What is this hunger? The king, the sheikh, slaughtered the comb. What is the wrong with sneers? Why you have to have mechitzes? They should simply obscure the view? What the Gemara means, here is something else. Not mechitzes, which somehow should be covered up. The Gemara means a mechitze whose purpose is sneers. It means there's nothing else A mechitza has many purposes. As if kitchel is right, a kitchel is lorei. For whom breaks up is the mechitza, should be a mechitza shall be in the same way as it was before the chum. Before the chum has got to be exactly the same as the mode after the chum should be exactly the same as it is before the chum. But if kitchel is right or vei kitchel is lorei, I don't have to imitate now the mechitzas. If I take from the Rusa Brown, I saw something that which obscures the view, which in Kol HaTira Kula is a mechitza. Is this the... So I cast my doubt about the Hilchot mechitza, which is connected not with mechitza shel Binyan, but with the mechitza shel... Even mechitza shel Chum, which is very good. Today, that is the halacha with which you raise. But anyway, it looks through the sugya, so you'll see what it is. Anyways, but without, if there is no mechitza, with the exception of Yerushalayim, if there is no mechitza, there is no kedusha. And this is the kedusha of Avraham Avinu, who was a kedusha of mechitza. Avraham Dovis. The Gio always, after all, the Gio was not accomplished with the Miller. The Miller came much later, particularly Avrom's Miller. When Avrom was a Gio, he himself a Gio, and he converted others to Yahadus. For what actually did he do that made him a Gio? Lech. This is it. What is the Lech Lecho? The Lech Lecho is a mechitza. A mechitza means...
Not to return,
something else. A mechitza means... For instance, in the Sheva Mitzvah, in the Stav of Neneach, is all of them are mitzvah sese, a mitzvah sese. None is a mitzvah sese. We see it, we see it, on the Arayis.
Din,
this is not a Isalav. It's not an Isalav. It is. The Batidinim should be righteous and so forth. So but what I want to say is that the mitzvahs, Bnei Neah, and because of these mitzvahs, Avraham has actually gained, Avraham became a Jew. By what did he become a Jew? What was the method? The method was simply the fact that he had a mechitza. He observed halachas from mechitza. And halachas from mechitza means not halachas. In Yahadus, halachas mechitza don't. There is a halachas mechitza, but you don't play the role which they play the mechitza. In the Mikdash, in the Kiddush of Avraham's Kiddush for Kiddushas Yisrael, Yitzchak's Kiddush of Kiddushas Yisrael, they were observing more of the no than they were of the if. Or of the kumbas, She always looked out for Hashem Alkais. You can say there's no Arayis, no. This is on the Kaddish. That's when we have it. Yitzchok is possible from Yitzchok was forbidden to go to Mitzrayim. Why? Because not going to Mitzrayim in Shnasa Ro is like a Volkan Israel, and this itself is Chemo. Sometimes Chemo is the complete Chemo. Sometimes it's a complete Chemo. Bishamizosh, what is the Chemo? Bishamizosh, what is the Chemo Bishamizosh? What the Chitzah? To me, whenever the Rambam speaks about Gia, he always mentioned Tmeim, to take the Tmeim out of the Bishamizosh. Tmeim, this is Mechitzah, certainly Mechitzah. Agia is a Tmeim. Then the same is true of Yerushalayim, what is Chemo? What is Me'akiv? Mechitze, Keshem Mechitze Mamesh. Sometimes Shem Mechitze is a little more an abstract to understand, a little more an abstract. Mechitze means, sometimes Mechitze means the ability of saying no to things which I would like to say yes. Also, this is a little horror. Your no is to be preferred to the yes. And basically, mechitze is what do you call compliance with Dvar Hashem. Because Dvar Hashem is very hard to carry out. Very hard. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to, and a human being not always understands the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but actually sometimes in situations, in crisis situations, it is difficult to say, your Sisi is Ratzin Hashem. Let's say it's David. David didn't do anything, according to the Torah. Impossible enough. He just was not grateful in time. He postponed an expression of gratitude in time. I could have had the guy, and he could have had this particular. He could have constructed this Amigdash a little sooner. He lost his title Achimim HaShem K'til HaSonim V'Semach Ta'Evelei Mizmer Shabbai Mizmer Shabbai Sadovit. For what did he lose for a small matter? Take Shaul. Shaul is for said Chazal Vemes. We told us that he shouldn't say that, but Chazal say we may say it. Chazal are of the opinion that actually David was inferior in piety to show. David show actually from Chazal ben Shnayim ben Molche Melamed Shoyen Nokim Yechet to make time, as like a baby of two years. And he can't say it on David. David the godless, the greatness of David, his uniqueness, is not the fact that he did not commit chet. He committed chet. A very serious chatoy. God, tshuva. Darkei Achron tshuva was David. To David. David's capacity consisted in actually in repenting. Such things, David, Shaul, etc. the greater the person, the more responsible he is, yeah. And etc. Is it is Ratzon Hashem is very hard to carry out. The one who carries out of Ratzon Hashem is capable of doing away with Mechir, of observing the laws and law of Mechitza. The Shabbos itself, the law of Mechitza is prominent. Amitzid Altam Ezusha Sarabim. The famous Tchumim by Shabbos. And the Rechuchon Atzchum La'atecho. Abraham had his home. Abraham was a Chachon, and everybody knew him. And nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, forget all your acquaintances, all your friends. Lech Lecha Me'atzcho, you cannot come back. It's again a concept of Mechitza. Sometimes the Mechitza itself is responsible for Kedusha, like in Beis HaMikdash, and sometimes, like in the case of David, it's not David, he acquired the Kedusha of Israel immediately, no? Avraham Avinu did not acquire Kedusha of Israel immediately. The next night following the departure from home. But this was Mekadesh, the gear of the May of Rome, which used to be Mekadesh, the May of Rome. And that was the source of Zushe throughout the days. And this is exactly what you call Eil mitzvahs. Agir is miskadesh, sanctifies himself by accepting the yoke of mitzvahs, not just mitzvahs, Eil mitzvahs. And the matter of fact with regard to gearing in various Kabbalah's mitzvahs is actually the nuscha should be not Kabbalah's mitzvahs, but Kabbalah's Eil mitzvahs. What is Eil mitzvahs? Eil mitzvahs is exactly what we are trying to explain in terms of Nechitze and Dusha. And Eil mitzvahs, actually, the most important Eil mitzvahs, it actually Chazal have paid attention to that more than anything else, is the Issur HaRayos. This is the most important. Kabbalah's Eil Mitzvah is the most difficult one, and since it is the most difficult one, it's also the most. As a matter of fact, the Chet HaKadmon already started with Odom refusing to be in a Mechitza, being surrounded by Mechitzas. The Chet HaKadmon. But the way the Medrash interprets Chet HaKadmon is Chet HaKadmon that was, in Chazal say, had he waited. Chazal, comes to the Gemara Beis, had he waited 2 or 3 more hours, he would have been permitted to eat from the mitzvah das, without fit, without committing a will. So as the Gemara in Brachos says, that the chet consisted in not being able to suppress my patience. I was impatient, and I ate some eitz hadas and caused all the troubles. It's also that the first mitzvah which was given, the first person, and his inability to confront such a situation consisted in the abolition of mechitzas. Mechitzah is Gdusha, and that is a take for instance Avedas Bisamitzash. The Rambam has never mentioned that Avedas Bisamizash is considered is a mitzvah shishimi. First, the Rambam is 14. He has 14 or most probably ideas which he dedicated his form. There was a Sefer in Amon his form, a Sefer of Gdusha. Sefer of Gdusha. What is Sefer of Gdusha? If I had been asked, would have said the Sefer of Gdusha means the Sefer of Avodas Yom Kippur, of the Beis HaMikdash. No. The Beis HaMikdash is not considered a Sefer of Gdusha. What is the Sefer of Gdusha? The Sefer Bia Mechosas. Because Avodas Beis HaMikdash, Nismach Kolono, but it's not a mitzvah she has by Mechitze. The Mechitze comes, is a Kikimu Arayis, and the Mechosas. That means where the element of pleasure is involved. And this is exactly what we want people to understand. So, what?
2.5 hours. I'm finished.
Take a look for instance. No, I'm sorry. Take a look. I have Bibinyan, Shabona Shlemi, Vomifuas with Lohim, Vahin Abinyan, Rosid Leibonis, Alpha Bishop Kosov, Bihesko, and in the Fulish and Vuera, Vahansha Beirayashin, Shabona Vahesra, Punuru Kibinyan Shlemi, ומאין דבורם המפורשים ביחסו. ואילו אם איקיה איקיה שם איקיה בבניין הבייס. ויש עם מחיצה אחרת. בכל עמוקת במחיצה זו, הרי כאין חוצה חצר הרומד. ידמה כדי שיש חוצה. So the
tomorrow morning.
Continuing. You're the base. Here he is, she's the base.
You're the base.
Wednesday, August 22nd, a.m.
This is Institute. I'll see you, Yud Hashem, the next year. So today I thought perhaps I'll pick up some ideas of Bais HaNifcho, the mitzvah from Kiddush Yerushalayim. What I felt is that it would be appropriate if we should give a little bit of time to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, I mean, is actually a lot in Rosh Hashanah, in the Tush, in the God of Rosh Hashanah. There's a lot of Magidis and Musa involved. And there's a lot of feeling also. It there isn't the depth in Rosh Hashanah, in the Akkodin, in the Minyan Hayin. It's very, not very little, but little of the powerful thoughts in which we actually analyze another human being. It is a little softer and also a bit difficult, more difficult to say. It's very hard, for instance, it's easy to speak about it here, let's try it, but Pesach, see, very easy. It's also easy to speak about Kabbalah Sater. So many ideas, so many Agodas Chazal, and Agodas which lend themselves to analysis, to emotion, to a logical analysis. This is a Mitzrayim, Kibbutz Golem, Yon HaRotoroshes, and so forth. Rosh Hashanah, you don't have this easy approach, logical approach to the Dush. It is Mitzrayim, and then Rosh Hashanah says it is Mitzrayim, and it is Mitzrayim comes to that, that topic is pushed away, and the Darshan is left with an emotional problem, how to explain Rosh Hashanah. Because to explain Rosh Hashanah emotionally, logically, without emotional factors, it would be to